Like, we'll keep all this in. Even, like, me talking about how no one's listening. What's up, guys? Welcome to Running Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber. How dumb is it to say your own name? See how dumb it sounds? There's no cool. No, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, Meg. Yeah, I don't know if I should answer. Guys, I've been, and I'm not talking to you. So there's going to be a lot of like me going, I'm talking to you, I'm not talking to you. But it's up to you to figure out when that is and is not happening. Because it's going to get redundant for me to be like, hey, it's you or it's not you. You know what I mean? Yeah. There it is. I've been talking about it for a long time, actually. I've been talking about getting somebody in here. Actually, this is kind of a big moment, Meg. This is a big moment. Get off your phone. What are you doing here? Why? You're here.
I can't watch you when you're doing this. It's uncomfortable for me. See, you're looking over there, but I feel like I'm talking to you. So I'm looking at the camera as well, and I look stupid on my side.
Nothing could be more binary. The person that has a microphone in their hand is the one. It's the talking stick. I have a microphone. Meg does not, but Meg still took it upon herself to scream an excuse at me, which is fine. We want Meg here. We want Meg. This is important. This is a big moment for all of us. We got someone in the room, so now I'll feel less like a crazy person because usually it's just me shouting into the corner. There's a broom over there. That's about as close to a person that I get. There's a broom right behind you, by the way. Is it dirty?
A broom?
See the broom?
No, it's clean.
That's usually who I talk to.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. There we go. But look, here's what happened. So my friend Meg and I went and got drinks at a bar. Two beers, very easy. By the way, $3 Bud Lights for Cinco de Mayo. Shout out Mexican Independence. That's big for all of us. But we always, like white people, we love doing the thing where it's like, wait, what are other people celebrating? Can we get fucked up while they celebrate something? Because like, Meg, have you ever been, and you don't have to answer, but I'm talking to you, but you can answer in a second. Have you ever been like I don't know, have you been to Ireland? No. See, I got, well, this is like, now I was like, no. And no. All right, well, you've been to different countries before. You've had like their Independence Day. And do they have it where they don't really take it that serious, or do they go crazy with it?
It depends.
So like, who cared more? You know, Belgium, Spain, South Korea, North Korea, and Beijing are the five places you've been, right?
I would go with probably the Belgians cared the most.
Belgians cared the most. Yeah. Okay. But they're just French people. They're just dirty Frenchmen. Or they're cleaner. Well, actually, they're cleaner. Because the French themselves are just dirty. The French are dirty. You ever bang a French guy? Yeah? Yeah? Did he have a mustache? Was it curly? Is he no mustache? Mustache. Did his dick bend to the right? No? You don't remember his dick? That's fucked up. How do you not remember a guy? I feel like I remember every pussy ever. And I feel like that's the problem with women, is they just don't care enough about our dicks to remember them. That's crazy to me. It's like, look, my dick is not necessarily memorable, but I would hope that you can remember that. I was like, oh, Blair, his dick is fine. That's what I want people to remember me by. That's what my tombstone is, say, Blair, his dick, it's fine. It's not sexual harassment if they ask to be here. Meg, you asked for this. All right, this is what happened. So Meg and I went and had two beers, and about halfway through beer number one, Meg just pulled out her tit in the middle. We're on a... That's not what happened?
Preface the story.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You know, you're right. I'm being... That's. It's almost like... This is like how Twitter works. It's like a highlight of a thing. Okay, so what happened was... Meg has a lot of shit in her ears. Not like not inside, but like metal and shit. It's art, right? It's art. It's fashion. It's fashion is what it is. And she's like, oh, I got my tit pierced. And I was like, hold on, that's singular. That's one tit got pierced. Which to me is so funny, to just not finish something to me. Like, seriously, Meg, this is like my favorite thing, is to not finish something. I read a book about resistance. It was all about how to finish things. And sheerly out of like irony and a weird form of pride, I just didn't finish the last four chapters. And there was only like 12 chapters. Isn't that the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, for you, not for me. This was only a one and done. There's
You see how she can't even I've made it about something else, and she was back to make it about herself. This is just the problem with women in general, is women don't just want to just take the time to listen to what. No, I'm kidding. Mate, no, you're right. She's right. That's what we appreciate about women in this podcast, is women are usually always right. And also, okay, we'll get to remind me to talk about the gay thing, about how you think gay dudes are hot. We had a big talk about that. A lot's happened in the last couple hours. How's my knee look? Got my knee out today? That's a good look on the pod. When it's like just a white t-shirt and like a bare knee. Hold on, the chair's a little bit low. Meg, why didn't you tell me the chair was low? There we go. That's better. Now you got the cutoff shorts in there. Okay, we're back. Okay, so shut up. No, it's okay. It's Hinge. It's fine. It's fine. It's from the apps. Caroline commented on my answer. Let's see what she said. I don't remember what I said to her though. Should I read it? Yeah, you have to, right? Well, that's intense. She goes, if you're on Hinge, you know that there's writing prompts on Hinge. And one of the questions that I responded to was, what are like the most important parts of a relationship? And I wrote honesty, ... and sex. Let's not kid ourselves. Do you really want to honestly laugh about how bad the sex is? No, you don't. You want it to matter. It matters. Wait, I read that wrong. Am I dyslexic? Hold on. I fucked that up. I'm going to have to edit that out. Damn. Wait, what did I say? This happens every episode. I don't know how to speak my own words. Okay, no, here's what I wrote. Okay, the hallmark of a good relationship is, and I wrote laughter and honesty and sex, because let's not kid ourselves. Do you really want to honestly laugh about how bad the sex is? See, joke inside that one. The answer is no, you don't. It matters. Sex matters. And then this nice young lady wrote, I think you're my soulmate. Kind of intense. Kind of an intense opener. are those tits considered big?
Is that her first picture?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think that's the same girl.
No, that wasn't the same girl.
Okay. Hold on. Don't call them boobies. Don't call them boobies. All right, now, see, here's how I know I'm not a bad guy. I'm not innately attracted to this girl. Yeah. But she is clearly into me. And if I wanted to, I could just lie to her for sex. I could be like movie level bad guy, where I like tell her the things she wants to hear just so she fucks me. What are you doing? Don't pull your belly button out for no reason. What's wrong with you? Oh my God. Look, she can't even sit there without making it about her body. See, women always love making it. Oh my God. But like, I feel like a little bit bloated today, and it just made it feel like it wasn't what I wanted it to be. Anyway, shut up. How's my mark? Perfect. Loved it. Anyway, so I could, back to what I was saying. Yeah, I'm an asshole. We already know. We'll get you a mic next time. But I think I'd have to have like an on and off button for you. Like, I would have like a mute button for your mic, because you would just abuse it, dude. What I'm trying to say is I could fuck this girl and never talk to her again, but I'm not a bad guy. Right. So what I'm choosing to do is to not match with her. Right. And if you undo that top button on your jeans, I'm going to ask you to leave. Gross. Women love doing things. Okay. I got a question for you. Yeah. I follow this girl on TikTok, and I love saying TikTok with a little bit more, TikTok, because it seems like you can't say it slow, otherwise you sound like you're trying to, be cool. So, and it was like things that men do, like little things, little like tics that we do that she says women find attractive. Okay? And one of them was like, was putting gum in your mouth. Like a guy taking a stick of gum and putting it in his mouth. No. In his mouth. Like you're watching a guy do something. Yes.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. I think I saw that. When I think someone said when he puts his arm around the passenger seat and reverses.
Yeah. Well, there's like five or six parts of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you think that's attractive. Okay. Interesting. Wow. Arm around the seat. Turn it. Wow. Okay. Why is that? What do you think? Is like,
I have no idea.
That's why it's cool, because you don't really want to know why.
Yeah.
Another one I saw, it was like when guys get out of like a hot tub or a pool, and we have the suction cup of the swim trunks, and you have to pull them. You have to like get up and you pull it out, not your dick out, but you have to unsuction cup your dick from your. Yay or nay? Agree or disagree?
Nay.
Nay. Well, I mean, okay. Okay.
That's not my jam.
Another one is, I can't really, it's the hand through the hair. The hand through the hair here. No?
I've never found that one to be attractive, no.
What about hand behind, my move, because I don't have hair. I don't run my hand through anything. Otherwise, I'm like trying to beat myself up. I'll do just like a hand like behind the head, like here. Because you get a little... No, but you do it like sexy, like you do it like you're doing it like they ask you a question and you're thinking like, so, okay, so ask me anything.
What's your favorite color?
You know, I don't know. So you look away and then you get this, you get the bicep action right there, you get a little bit of that, and you're like, you're thinking about it.
About what your favorite color is?
Well, you were asking a stupid question. It was more like I could do that with anything you'd ask me, whether it was like something as dumb as a color, or if you were like, "So, like, what are your opinions on like Syria?" I would be like, "That's the same reaction, because you want to think like you're like I'm actually thinking, but I don't actually give a shit. All I want to do is see her pussy."
And I would say that's probably not going to get you there.
Do you look at a guy and you're like, "I want to see his dick"? She can see the outline of his dick. That's everyone. Yeah. 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 That's most women. I see women. Here's what I do. I wear gray sweatpants to work just in case someone feels like that. And we do like our hip thrusters. It's like, okay, put the band around your bottom of your ankles and you know, drive your hips up and then you control coming back down. Yeah. It's a lot of eyes. It's mostly women. It's okay. We're not talking about work today. Anyway. So you would say you don't like that? So you don't look, do you think a dick itself is like a hot thing?
I find I always look at penises.
Don't call them penises. Don't.
Every man that goes by, I do make a check of yes.
Okay.
Just to look. I feel like that's just naturally where my eyes go.
You look at the balls or the crotch immediately,
yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Immediately.
Interesting.
Immediately.
Interesting. Because we do that with every part of women. Like, there's like, it's like, oh, I saw her shoulder. This is the best. See? Looking at my dick. That's like an old man. That's like an old man thing that you do where you like have like, it's like that scrunch. You know how like old guys have like they wear like not tight jeans? Like dads, right? They wear not tight jeans, but they always do this one where you know guys and they sit down and they go like this and they pull their shit up like this and they fucking suit a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, right? Where they kind of like get the groin area and they like tuck it up, but they're wearing like loose jeans. So it's like, why are you, it makes no sense. Hey, we're 15 minutes in. Strap in! We got an hour and a half to go. We're gonna do the same length, the same running time as Rush Hour 2.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Anyway, but we're going back. A lot of this is just digressions left and right. All right. So her tit coming out of the bar. Here's what we were talking about. She got shit in her ears, piercings everywhere. She said, I got my one tit pierced. And I was like, I prove it, you know, because you got to prove it. And so she's wearing like a, but this is not a sexual thing. Either. This is at no point are we like, am I like, Logan, show me your tit so I can get my dick hard. It wasn't like that. It was clearly a friend-based level interaction, as if like if I had my dick pierced and she's like, show it to me, I'd be like, that's why I got it pierced, to show people. If you get one nipple pierced, it's probably for you, but it's a little bit for whoever else wants to see it. That's not wrong.
Anyway, yeah, she pulled it out. Not out, out. Even though you can do that in Austin, by the way. You can have your tits out in Austin. It's totally legal. Feminism, dude. I'm a feminist. And people always leave that out when they talk about me. You know what I'm saying? First thing Meg said to me, I think you're like a really strong and like strong source of like, of like for like the feminist cause, the feminist movement. I mean, yes, I told you to, you know, stop being an asshole and run faster. That doesn't make me a dick. I'm trying to get you to be better. I want you to be the best version of you. Be the best version of you. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you. Okay. So that happened. Tits came out. Well, one boob came out. I can imagine. Actually, have you ever? Okay. 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 Going back to weird. So weird dicks, right? Have you ever seen a dick and you're like, ah, I'm out?
No.
No?
No.
Great.
No.
I have. I'm always, when I see a dick, I'm like, I'm in, guys. What are we doing here? Is it hard or soft? I'm in. Let's touch them together. Bring those tips in. Come on. Come on. Your dick, my dick. Come on. Meet in the middle. I go 90, you go 90. What does that mean? 180 degrees. Turn around. Let me put it in here. And we're having fun. I was a girl one time that I hooked up with, and she had a like a reverse nipple, like it caved in, and it was like a, looked like something out of Star Wars trying to eat something. It was just kind of like a, like the underside of a jellyfish right after it like tries to like swim a little bit farther, you know, when they go like this and they go boom and they go, yeah, they right when they close.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Oh, that. This is really important for people that watch the podcast. That last part, really important for people that are like, whoa, you're watching? Hey, dude, it's the audio version. We can't hear it. We can't see it. Yeah, I know. Dude, watch it. It's on YouTube for free. It's all free. No one's listening. What's up, Bonnie? My mom's name is Bonnie. I shout her up every episode. No, it's not. Your mom's name is not Bonnie. Swear to God. That's so funny. Yeah, well, Bonnie fucking hates this. So get your mom involved. We'll make you a staple. We'll get you a mic. We'll put you right over there. We'll turn it around and we'll get it going. Yeah, we have the same schedule too, so it'll be perfect. Anyway, yeah. So no dicks are always like, I love it. Anyway, yeah. What a whore. Anyway, you can owe it. You know what? Are you a dude? Because that's kind of what we think. We could always make it work. I told Megan about the girl in Omaha who had tits like the back of a king crab. And dude, there was no general point that was the most northernmost point of anybody's tits. What are you doing right now?
I'm Googling what a king crab looks like.
You've seen the back of a king crab?
I don't know.
You never watched Deadliest Catch? Unbelievable. It's pretty good. Anyway, I want to tell you this story that happened on Sunday. And I want you to see what you think about this. I think this will be interesting. So, Sunday was the girl who I was seeing and no longer seeing, kind of an on and off thing. It was her birthday, right? So she got a boat, like a pontoon on Lake Travis. Never on the boat, it'd be fun. We go out there, we get the boat, right? Yeah, the back of a king crab's disgusting. Yeah, and that's what her nipple looked like. And it was just like no end to those. Yeah, it was bad. Shout out Zach Johnson, man. Great wedding. I gave a great speech. Everybody cried. Omaha's a cool place. Never going back. So we go on this boat, go on this pontoon. And it's her and her friends. And her friends are like nice, but they're like whatever. And there's this one dude who's like dating one of her friends. They're pregnant. I think the girl's pregnant and he's the guy who got her pregnant. Right? Good work, dude. Way to pull out. And I met this guy a while back. Like we went out. We went and like played pool and he was there. You know, people are like, you know when you're the new one in like a group? Like you're the one being brought into a different friend group. Meg talking to you.
That's me.
You know, sure. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what I'm talking about? When you get brought in, you kind of want at least one person other than the person maybe you're seeing to be like, hey, what's going on? Yeah. I know that you're new. Everything's cool here. Let's hang out. Yep. It's going to be fun. If you don't get that, you feel like you're playing from behind because you don't want to like pretend like you want to win. You know, you don't want to win them over because that's how you can lose them faster. But you also don't want to play it too cool because then you're like, oh, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
I played it probably somewhere. Are you playing with your arm fat right now? Hot, dude. Hot. You just flipped your arm fat like it was a soft dick. Hell yeah. Nice.
Meg has a weird fish. Women love getting fish tattoos. It's like, what are you? It's like, who's it for? Well, actually, it's like a koi and like a minnow, and it changes. It's like stars and it stripes every other day, and it's like the, it's a sign of the crescent moon when it's highest in the Libra season. That's every girl with a fish tattoo, ever. It's one of those things. No.
I was wasted in Portugal, and it's just fucking sardine. That's what it is. It's probably the worst of the worst fish that you could have. It's fucking sardine.
Okay, if you okay, if your reason.
Okay,
if you okay, if your excuse for getting a fish tattoo was I was wasted in Portugal, that's the only way it's acceptable. What's the name of the ones that's like the colorful, like the, it's not a rainbow, is it a rainbow fish? Yeah, the one that's like the fish that every like dumb whore gets. It's a Japanese something. You know what I'm talking about? Let's look it up. No, we're not gonna pause. We're gonna keep it rolling, and we're gonna look up what is. What is the Japanese fish tattoo? That'll work, right?
Koi fish.
Japanese fish tattoo.
Do you type in a full sentence? What is?
No, I just put Japanese fish tattoo. I'm not a fucking moron. Yeah. Okay, it's a koi. Okay, it's a koi fish. The meaning of the hold on, hold on. Okay, you were right. I'll give you credit. You are you? All right, dude, don't be like that. Don't just say what I say back to me like that. I'm relaxed. It hurt my feelings. I'm very sensitive. Apparently Meg's Asian. I don't see color, so. All right? I don't see color. I don't see race. I don't see anybody. I thought you were a black man. It's not live. She's like, stop, cut. She's like, cut. You can't say that. You can't say that. It's like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. No one cares. No one's listening. That's the laugh we want in the background. Let's go. Bonnie's upset. Is Bonnie the Asian one?
No.
Oh, then she's fine.
You think that says Bonnie is Asian?
Most Asian women that I know have white women names.
True. Is your mother white?
Yeah, look at me. What? Yeah. You kidding me? White. With an H. With an H. White. It's HW. Like Brett Favre. The meaning of a koi fish tattoo, the most common meaning of a koi fish tattoo, that was redundant. Okay, no, it's okay. The most common meaning of a koi fish tattoo is perseverance. Okay, I'm done with this. Shut up.
Wait, can you Google what does a sardine mean? I do want to know. What does a sardine mean? Stupid.
Sardine tattoo meaning. That's Portuguese. Wow, is it Portuguese sardine? My sardine tattoo. Okay. My sardine tattoo. Well, I mean, that's 50 awesome ones. Why is it always 50? It's on Pinterest. Pinterest loves doing that shit. Do you want to see 75 different ways to bleach your asshole? Oh, actually, Pinterest. I would love that. Hold on. What is it? Okay. What is the meaning of a swallow tattoo? Sardine tattoo. Oh, I didn't say meaning of it. Sardine tattoo. Portuguese sardine tattoo. Yeah. This is good. This is good air. Portuguese. That's nice about Portuguese. Fuck! God damn it. I can edit it out. It doesn't really matter. Portuguese sardine tattoo meeting. I thought you spelled Portuguese. Well, those are pretty cool, actually. What does it say meaning of it? It just gives images of Portugal's a century of old love affair. Well, that's cool, I guess. Anyway, do you feel good about it?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
Is that your worst tattoo that you have?
No.
What's the worst tattoo that you have?
I don't know. I have really bad tattoos.
Yeah, the one on the back of your neck's hideous.
Yeah, I had to have it redone twice.
It's really bad.
It is.
It's like my lip tattoo.
It's really bad.
Meg has a tattoo on the back of her neck that looks like an ashtray. No one cares.
I know.
That's my favorite. Someone gets a bad tattoo. Well, it's from my great uncle who died in World War VII. It's like, shut up. No one cares about your. That's what's lame about tattoos. They don't have to mean anything.
No, they don't. Thank you.
They can mean whatever you want them to mean.
I appreciate that.
Get a tattoo that says, I like anal, but get it in Portuguese. Yeah.
I love fried rice.
That is. It says, I love fried rice in Chinese. That's so funny.
My tattoos are.
I actually appreciate that more, though. I'm gonna lean a little bit farther over here. There we go. I gotta center it up. All right. Anyway, back to my story about the boat. So this dude was like not very welcome the first time I met him, right? And we go out to the boat. This guy and his girl are there. And it's like the day is fine. Nothing really happens. We get shithoused, right? If we're doing, we're shotgun and beers. We're fucking drinking White Claws. Fucking, we got, I'm drinking like vodka. Whenever I drink vodka, I get sad and I get emotional. I kind of turn into a little bitch. If I'm being all the way honest, if I have whiskey, I'm just like a fuck machine. It's like, who wants to fuck me? It's like, is there a bottle of water I can open up a little bit? I'll fuck that. It doesn't really matter. Is there, like, what do you want me to fuck? Is there a couch nearby? I've done that before. I'll do it again. All right. Is there a girl named Caroline who thinks I'm her soulmate? Is she around? Have I had 7 shots of Jameson? If she's near me, she's going to get cracked open and cleaned out. Shout out Chrissy D. Anyway, that means that's code for anal. We're having fun. Meg is regretting being here. This is good. How do we like it so far? How many far away are we? I think this is good. I think if, wow, the time is flying by. I think the next time we come in here, we'll set Meg up, give her own table. We'll give her own mic, give her a laptop, not mine. Too much porn, a lot of gay stuff. What? I'm recording this. What do you think? I was just talking into an empty microphone?
Not sure.
Okay. That's good. But yeah, this is going pretty well. I think if Meg wants to come back, we could have her back. We'll get to that in a second. Anyway, back to the story. Meg, so this guy's being a cunt, and the day's fun, but we're docking the pontoon, and I'm like the guy, the captain, who's the guy who's like way too hot to be a cat. He was like a hot guy. He was like 6'2", 6'3", good-looking dude, broad shoulders. Like, probably played lacrosse at some point. Might have raped a couple kids in college. Not really a big deal, but, like, I mean, he looked like a Duke lacrosse assailant. Don't tighten up, dude. Don't tighten up. Bonnie's not listening. She got off a long time ago. I have my mom text me whenever she stops listening to episodes. I say, hey, Mom, how far into the episode do you listen to that? So what she does is she banks. She won't listen to them right when they're new. She'll bank like 7 episodes, and then her and my stepdad will go on some road trip to like Wyoming, and she'll make him listen to it in the car, yeah. And she actually I think I sound pretty soothing, I think, over a car radio, but whatever. That's not here. That's here nor there, or it's everywhere. Gotcha. Anyway, so she'll like be like, hey, I made it through episode 137, but 147 did not sit well with me. Did you have to call me a twat? I'm like, Bonnie, you get what you give. Be a better mom. Nah, she was good. Anyway. Should have divorced my dad a long time ago. What are you going to do? We still don't know. Hey, who won that divorce? I don't know. Who got the house? Ed did. Anyway. Have fun in Montana, Bonnie. You live in a garage. It's a nice garage with a pool. It's like a rich guy garage. She's doing great. Bonnie, I love you. You're all right. Don't call me Bonnie. Call me Mom. Yeah, you know what it's like. Call your mom Bonnie or Mom?
Bonnie.
Do you?
It's
got to be Bonnie.
Always Bonnie.
If her name is Bonnie, you got to call her Bonnie.
Everyone calls her Bonnie.
That's so funny. Yeah, but your dad calls her Mom.
No, my parents are not together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's funny. What's up, Mom? It's like, what? Yeah, we're divorced, like 20 years. Dad died? We're back. It's always a dead somebody. He's still alive? See, that's almost that. He did not die. Not yet. He's going to, though. Everyone you know is going to die. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? I mean, pretty soon. The way this is going. Yeah. Nether Marg, dude. Want a refill? You're not making it all the way back home. You're going to drive all the way back home and then go out?
No, I'm meeting her at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. So you're fine. That's why you want another drink, because you want to keep getting lubed up. The word lube is, it never goes down smooth. Are you getting all lubed up today, bro? Hey, man, lube me up. I got a big show later. Anyway, yeah, they do. In my circles, in the gay circles, they do. Lube me up, baby. Lube me up, Scotty. That's Star Trek, right? Lube me up. Anyway, so okay, we're docking the pontoon, right? And I'm hammered, but I'm trying to be helpful. You know when like you get wasted and you try to help people, like you think that you're going to help the situation, but like no one's ever said, you know what this moment needs? A drunk white guy on the end of a boat with no shoes on. No one's ever said that. They say, hey, can you sit down, please? Hey, guy, can you sit down? And I'm pretty sure people are telling me to sit down. So I go to the front of the pontoon because we're coming in sideways, and there's a guy on the dock. He's like, hey, man, I'll help you. I'm like, he doesn't know I'm hammered. He puts his hand out. I put my hand out. He grabs my hand. I don't have a good enough grip on the boat itself. And this guy, this old sailor man with just like the fucking jaws of life or hands, rips me off the boat. I fall into the dock, go in the water, come up. He pulls me back up. I just destroy. My legs all cut up. My foot's all cut up. I bruise my other foot somehow. And now I'm up and I'm upset. I'm a little bit embarrassed because I fell in the water. And I didn't help the guy at all. It's also annoying. And now I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding down my leg. And and apparently no one noticed. Like the rest, there's like 12 people on the boat. Everyone's fucked up. No, I get up and I walk to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. No toilet paper. It's a fucking complete hole, like Travis, that fucking trash pit. It's a nice lake. So I then go out. I'm like, hey, I talked to one of the girls. Like, hey, where's everybody at? Like, I don't know. We can't find Alex. I'm like, great. Can't find Alex anywhere. Go back to the boat. Can't find her. All my shit's just on the dock. No one grabbed my shit. No one knows where I'm. Now, remember, I'm drinking vodka, so I'm very emotional. And I turn into like a 16-year-old girl on prom night who's got stood up by the guy she thought she loved. All right. Now I'm like, why didn't you grab my stuff? Megan, why didn't you grab my stuff? I'm so mad at you. I'm so fucking mad. So now I'm livid, right? But again, it's her birthday. It's not my birthday. It's her birthday. So I'm trying to keep it together. Are you crying? Why are you crying? Your nose is running? Meg did some cocaine earlier, and now her nose is running. It's bleeding. It's like a scene in Pulp Fiction. We're doing drugs later, Bonnie. Strap in. Yeah, she does know. Bonnie, you know, Bonnie got mad at me for talking about doing cocaine on the podcast. I don't do it on the podcast, but I've done it and talked about it on the podcast, and she did not like, I thought you just smoked weed. Yeah, Bonnie, cocaine's fun. Anyway, we're moving on. So I'm like kind of upset. So we're getting in the car and we're driving back. And now I'm being a complete bitch about it. I'm like mad at her. She doesn't know why I'm mad at her. So now I'm doing that whole like angry girlfriend, like, you fucking, you're so drunk, I hate you. So I'm being a complete pussy about it. We get in the car, go back to her place. Now, I'm very emotional, but now everyone's back at the apartment having a good time. But I want to let her know that I'm upset and I want to get past this. Otherwise, I can't just shove it away. I have to work it out immediately. Her and I go in the bathroom. We talk it out. I don't think I was all that nice, but I don't think I was that mean either. But she did say, hey, you're being an asshole. And I'm like, God, I'm being an asshole. You're right. Can we acknowledge that I'm an asshole and that you were an asshole earlier and move past it? She said, yes, we move past it. We go back. We're drinking. We're hanging out. The guy of the friend that's pregnant, that was there, that's been a dick to me the entire time, we're having a conversation about nothing. We're having a conversation about pizza in the kitchen. And I go like, pepperoni pizzas, it's pretty good, you know what I mean? And then in the middle of us having a cordial conversation about nothing, this guy completely turns on me and goes, nah, I don't know what you mean. I'm like, what? I don't know what you mean. I'm like, wait, are we good? No, we're not good. Fuck you. What is happening? I should fight you right now. What are you talking about? This guy loses his mind. He's like, trying to fight me. This other guy, who I didn't know, was along with one of the other girls. He comes and like pushes me away. Like, break it up. I'm like, nothing was... First of all, what are you doing? What is he doing? Why are we yelling? And this guy is like, you're a bitch. Fuck you. I'm like, what do you want? What do we do now? Do you want to fight in the kitchen? You'll win. You're bigger than me. I don't want to fight. And fighting is just wanting to fight. Okay? I don't know how to fight. I'm not going to fight you well. I'm not going to hold on to you at some point. So either we get to the point where you beat me up and then I sue you, which now we're in court. It's like, oh, God damn, I got to get a lawyer. You got to get a lawyer. I'm going to win. You're not a white guy. It's not going to look good in court for you. So then I'm like, what do we do now, guys? Like, and he's still yelling, fuck you. Tries to come at me again, and now I'm egging him on. You know when like it's like I'm not gonna fight him. I know there's too many people in between us, and when at least four or five people get in the middle of it, I'm like now I can start talking shit because he's not gonna go through seven people. You all right, dude? Well, yeah, it's a margarita. Okay, you're very dramatic. Anyway, so then he tries to come at me again, and then his pregnant girlfriend just fucking shoves his ass, like, get out of here. And it's like when the pregnant wife is like, fuck you, it's time to go. And as he's leaving, I'm like, bye. Go fuck yourself. I'll see you never. Hey, man, you would have won this fight, by the way, if your girlfriend didn't push you out. So it's like, what do we do now? And what we do now is they leave, and then me and the girl I was seeing, not seeing anymore, which went really well, and her friend, we do cocaine for like 3 hours. And then we have a nice night, actually. And then I was very upset the next day and said it was over. And then, yeah, then we had sex later that day, and it's pretty good. I have her toolbox in my house somewhere, I think. Gotta bring that back. Fuck. There's nothing worse after a breakup than when you have shit that's theirs or they have shit that's yours. Now, what's funny about that is Meg has most of her things in an apartment in Belgium that her ex-boyfriend lives at. We'll get into that more in the next episode because Meg's hat has come back. We can't. That's a cliffhanger. That's called a teaser, and we'll leave that for the next one. That'll be episode number 161. All right. How do we feel, Meg?
I felt like that was good. Are we done?
We're getting towards the end. We're wrapping it up.
How do you feel about it?
I feel less uncomfortable than when I started.
I'm pretty good at making you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there, but. The true test will be if Meg comes back, which is yet to be seen yet. She might sober up and be like, this is the worst thing ever. And if she does come back, then we'll do it right. We'll set her up. We'll get her a mic. We'll put we'll actually probably film you as well. We'll probably put a camera on you. You don't want a camera on you? You want to be off camera? Okay. But you want a mic? We'll give you a mic. We'll give you a mic and a table, and we'll set you up. We'll give you the laptop. The laptop is just for you to Google shit. So you have something that you can be like, you can like active. Yeah, you'll be like a real producer. Mm-hmm. This is either going to be like a really good thing we're going to build on, or it'll never happen again. Right. Or it'll go nowhere. And most things in this podcast go nowhere ever. Did you pull your tit out again?
I did not. I pulled my shirt out.
Well, if you want to, go right ahead. You can. It's not on camera. You're on the other side. Just come on. For morale.
Listen.
For morale. All right, we did it. That's it. Eat shit. We had fun. Meg, say goodbye.
Bye.
Hell yeah.